Have you ever had to take the witness stand in a trial? Hi, I'm Mike Henry Sr. with Follower of One. Thanks for joining me again today on the Follower of One podcast. We're in a series that we're doing about being heirs of God, and this is part five. You can check out the other posts before this, and there will be one more after it as well. Today, our passage is Romans 8:16, and the verse reads, "The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God." That's from the English Standard Version. I've never had to take the stand as a witness in a trial. I've been asked to talk about things I've experienced before, and I often share about what I've been through so I can help others avoid the dramas that I've been through or making the mistakes that I've made. But the image of this verse is about how the Spirit shows up and speaks for us. He tells others we're his. He stands up for us. He tells others and he tells us that we're his possession too. He's not shy. He's active in this work. I did a podcast a while back. It was episode 62, and this is episode 897, so it was a long time ago. But it was about this passage, and if you'd like to hear that, you can listen to that. But I talked about how the Holy Spirit tells others about our faith. If we're living in obedience to him, he uses us to take part in that work. If you're not being used by God in the lives of others, you might check out that episode because it reminds us that there are things that we have to do to put ourselves in a position of being those for whom the Spirit testifies. As we obey God and do what the Holy Spirit prompts us to do, then he uses us in the lives of others. And he points others towards God because of our obedience. And those others can be Christ followers or not. I mean, his goal is to point everyone to God, to get people trusting Jesus. That's what the Holy Spirit's working to do, and he will use us in that regard. And that's what the Spirit bears witness about us toward as well. He challenges us to live helping others move closer to Jesus, and then he bears witness in our life and in the lives of others that we're doing what he said. Today, we're free to live serving others simply because we trust Jesus. Imagine that because of what you've done, you're being accused, and the Holy Spirit shows up to testify on your behalf. Whatever your circumstances are, whatever your situation is, ask God to give you an idea of what to do, and he will put you to work. And if you get dragged before the judge or if you get dragged before a court, you can bet that God Almighty as the Holy Spirit will be there to bear witness for you, to stand up and to take your defense. To me, this is an exciting thought because the Holy Spirit is active and excited and wants to show other people that you're a child of God, and he will use your actions to do that. He's working in their lives. God's more active in the lives of the people that we work with than we are. So we're simply showing up and punching in to make ourselves available to him as part of his story. What would you have me do today, Lord Jesus? What role do you want me to play in the lives of the people that I interact with today? Am I just going to be the surly jerk that they have to deal with? Or can I be a positive difference maker in their lives? Can I pray for them? Can I appreciate them so that they feel appreciated? Can I bless them in such a way or serve them in such a way that they know that I'm operating according to a different strategy? That's our goal as Christ followers. The Holy Spirit will tell others that we're a child of his if we simply walk in his calling. Ask him and you can try it out. If you get a list of several things that you can't really do, then you're not hearing from God. He's not reminding you of a bunch of things to make you feel guilty. He will quietly tell you about things that you can do, and then it's your job to just simply do them. Thank you for being a Marketplace minister. Thank you for considering how your faith can make a difference in the world. Our lives are here, and they're at his disposal so that he becomes glorified and we get the joy of following him. Check out our online community and join a group of people who are trying to do this every day. Head over to community.followerofone.org. Thanks very much.